Every so often when it's hot, I notice a car with the window down. I was somewhere the other day, and it was really hot, and I saw somebody get in, and the window was down, which meant their air conditioner isn't working. I mean, we're talking about heat index of 99 tomorrow. If your air conditioner is not working in your vehicle, it can be a safety issue. You know, we have so much focus on the coronas that we forget that when temperatures get really hot, particularly for some of those that are more vulnerable, you can have a heat stroke. You can die. People die from heat every year. And this summer is looking to potentially be just as hot with, again, a heat index of 99 tomorrow. So don't let your air conditioner continue on not working. Take it to A1 Custom Car Care. And don't also say, well, let me try one of those cans of stuff that's supposed to fix it, and if that doesn't work, then I'll go and take it in, because hey, if I can do it cheaper, then that's better. No, that can cost you tremendously in the long run, and so you may end up doing so much damage you can't afford to get it fixed at all, and that's not good. They can explain why at one of the three area A1 Custom Car Care locations: Fort and Sunshine, Springfield, Highway 60 Republic, and West Sunset, across from Classic Rock Coffee. It's A1 Custom Car Care. Now, I want to make another point here about this report from the New York Times that there were Russian bounties against U.S. troops. In other words, that Russia was paying the Taliban to kill troops in Afghanistan, giving them a bounty on their head. Based on what the Trump administration is saying, is that information is not information that was backed up by any intelligence. So ultimately, it's not true. Now, the Democrats are jumping all over this. And what they're, of course, trying to portray here is that, well, here you have Trump giving a pass to Russia while they are picking off U.S. soldiers. And here we have evidence. We have intelligence that Putin might actually have a hand in killing U.S. soldiers, and Trump won't do anything about it. Well, when was the last time Trump did do something when there was, I mean, it wasn't just intelligence, it was common sense. Everyone knew that you had a relatively high person in charge that was responsible for dozens of deaths of American soldiers. His name was Soleimani. Trump took him out. And they all bitched to high heaven about it for weeks. You can't just do that. You can't go around. The Senate moved to pass a resolution limiting his power. They all pitched a fit. Well, you can't just go around just because the guy is responsible for dozens of American troops being killed. I mean, come on. Who do you think you are? Does anybody else remember that episode? Let's not feign outrage, Democrats. Let's not pretend that your sensibilities are all ruffled at the idea of somebody having a hand in killing U.S. troops, and we're not doing anything about it because we saw what happened the last time that did play out, and you were really mad. Oh, we want another instance? How about the pallets of cash that were given to the Iranians that John Kerry admitted would go to fund terrorism, resulting in deaths of innocent people, including potential Americans? But it was one of those things, well, what are you going to do? Admitted it. You and I, taxpayers, supporting that. Democrats all in. Sure, the number one exporter of terrorism in the world. How much money do you want? We'll free it all up. You can have it all. We'll drop it in the middle of the night on pallets for you. We knew full well that that money would go directly to help fund terrorism. So let's not pretend that this is some, you know, oh, just so egregious. There have been numerous instances where the Democrat Party has facilitated or protected individuals that have been involved in killing U.S. troops. Springfield's Talk is 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. You know, once again, the disproportionate outrage. There have been numerous stories about this white couple in St. Louis that stood outside their homes and they were armed. As the protesters were marching to the mayor's house to demand her resignation. And they were yelling at him and everything. They're on their property. Nothing happened. Nothing bad happened. And grateful for that. Was it the best, wisest thing to do? I don't know the answer to that. But how is it that there is such a tremendous amount of outrage and so much news coverage to two individuals that displayed firearms but didn't actually use them? But then in Chicago, for example, you've got over a dozen people that are actually killed with, you know, firearms, people pointing them and shooting them, some of which are kids. And that's just sort of like, well. Now, do you not think that's a disproportionate response? One case, two individuals brandishing weapons, nobody gets hurt. Another situation, you've got dozens of people murdered. Well, it's just another day. Oh, quit nitpicking now. See, this is what I'm talking about. When I say all of this, whether it's the protesting or this outrage that I believe much of is feigned, it is so misplaced. And what the media gets outraged over and pays so much attention to, I'll give you another example. President of the United States tweets out some video, and evidently in the video, somebody's yelling white power or something along those lines, you know. And so, I mean, oh my gosh. And of course, once it's brought to Trump's attention or whomever's posting it under his name, it gets removed immediately. Now, obviously, the optics of that, not exactly the sort of thing you want. But for Pete's sakes, you'd think that Trump was out there getting fitted for a Klan hood the way they're acting about it. And of course, let's beat this into the ground. Why? Because, well, it just proves Trump supporters are racist. Now, meanwhile, you can cover any of these events that are supposed to be peaceful protests and hear calls for murdering cops, murdering pigs, just because of a few bad apples, we shouldn't dismiss the movement as a whole. Now, why does it work that way for one side, but not for the other? Why is it that you can find one person who's presumably a Trump supporter that says something about white power, and that is supposed to be a representation of Trump's America, but you can have countless numbers of people on the other side talking about police officers and how they ought to all be killed, and, you know, well, that's, you know, you just don't ignore it. Don't misrepresent the movement because of a few bad apples. You see what I'm saying? It's total inequity. An application of responsibility and outrage. Here's Parker. He's got a traffic update for us on Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate. She operates a little different than a number of other realtors do, and it's just all a matter of personal preference, personal taste. I mean, here's how she does it. You get a hold of her, you have questions about selling a home or buying a home. She's going to get you whatever information you need. Now you go a step further, let's say, and you decide, well, I want to hire her. I want her to list my home because I listen to Nick, and I know that her average rate of closing for homes that she lists is 15 days and 98% of the asking price. That's pretty good. You know, I think of that every time in my neighborhood, for example, there's been a house on the market for beyond that. And I think, well, if Emily Johnson had that house listed, it'd be gone by now. And she personally works on your case, if you will, on your selling, your listing, constantly, so you don't get passed off to someone else. You don't have to go through someone else in order to talk to her. You don't have to have a conversation with someone who says, oh, well, let me get with Emily and I'll find out and then get back with you because I'm not really sure about that. You have her direct line. And if she's not in the office, it forwards to her cell phone. So if that's the sort of attention, those are the sorts of results you want to get when it comes to listing your home or a similar experience when it comes to helping you find your home, Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate, 890-1455 is the number. That's 890-1455. And you can find and like her on Facebook as well. Also coming up, it's a little ways down the road. Oh, wait, actually, I don't need to mention that. Never mind. Scratch that. I just remembered I was told I didn't have to worry about that anymore. Okay. Did we figure, is your microphone working over there? No, it's not. All right. I was going to ask, is your phone case an exact match to your outfit?
Ooh, no, it's not.
They're pink. Oh, that looks very, now show them to Don. Does that not, as a guy, wouldn't you say those are exactly matching?
No. They have the same colors.
I mean, it looks to me like it's the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I wonder if we'll ever get your microphone to work over there.
It still doesn't work?
I think I had some class when I'm yelling in the background.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Good. All right, girl. Then. I can't hear a word she's saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even see her. I'm looking this way.
I know. No injuries reported during a home invasion in Springfield. Police say several shots were fired at the house on Warren near Mill late Sunday night. Police say they're looking for several people and a stolen car. And a tradition in Battlefield comes to an end this 4th of July. The city says it's postponed the fireworks in the park celebration. Didn't say that they've canceled it, but it certainly will not be held on July 4th. They did promise to follow up with more information at a later date. So much for us sitting in our backyard and watching fireworks on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That is the latest news.
You probably can hear them from Republic.
Yeah. So you guys are having them over there?
Well, no. So the event, which I think was scheduled for... not this weekend anyhow. Mm-hmm. It got moved, I think, until Labor Day weekend or something.
Great.
But Republic, you can shoot off fireworks on the 4th. So a lot of people who don't even necessarily live there, but if they have family or friends, they go to Republic, and it is nonstop.
Well, I don't know about Republic, but in Battlefield, you can also shoot fireworks off a number of days before the 4th. And have been... taking advantage of that opportunity late at night in our neighborhood.
I've heard it in our neighborhood, too. But, I'm like, it's once a year.
I know
some people, they have dogs. And I get that. I'm like, get your dog into therapy, I guess. I don't know. I know I'm going to get angry. I'm just joking. But you got to, I don't know. You're just going to have to move past it.
If you say anything more,
I know.
You're going to be considered anti-dog.
Well, it's not even that. And I have a dog. Our dog, which was a rescue, she was severely abused. I mean, it took months and months and months to get her to even, let me pet her. But now she's pretty normal. Mm-hmm. There are some things she's a little weird about. But fireworks, I thought, oh, no, that first when we moved to Republic, I thought, boy, oh, boy, this is going to be a nightmare. All she does is want to get out in the backyard and watch them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. She will. Like, we were the first year sitting in our backyard, and then there were kids in the street shooting off fireworks, and then whenever it would be on one side, she would run over and kind of watch, and then if she heard them on the other side, she'd run over there and watch, and I thought, well, that's not what I expected at all. Doesn't bother her in the least, other than she wants to watch them, which is just weird.
You got her trained well.
Yeah, I guess so. She came that way. KTTS First Alert forecast, 50% chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 5 today with a high of 84. Tonight, a slight chance of showers, storms, 73 for a low. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers, thunderstorms with a high of 90, heat index of 99. And Wednesday, Thursday, sunny, high of 95 expected. It is 76, partly cloudy. Oh, here's some great, I've got some great Ocasio-Cortez audio. She's doing an interview. I don't know who this interview's with. She's gotten a little hot water. She has declared that Latinos, Latinxes, whatever, are black. They're the same as black people. I don't know. So there are a lot of people in the Latin community that are like, no, I don't think so.
You know, a lot of times I'll hear people say, okay, this is about Black Lives Matter. What about Latinos? And I always say, Latinos are Black. We are Afro-Latina, and we run an entire racial spectrum.
Okay, so Latinas are Black. It's a pet peeve of mine when people who speak without an accent use it for certain words. Like she did there. I didn't know that was coming, by the way, as I watched the clip for the first time. Whoa, where did that come? All of a sudden, she has a real thick accent when it comes to that one word. Why that word and not the others? So there is no such thing as Latinas, according to Ocasio-Cortez. You're actually Black. I don't know. I don't get it. Now, here is a story from Business Insider. Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order on Friday saying that New York employees who traveled to a state with a positive test rate higher than 10% for coronavirus will no longer be eligible for benefits from New York's COVID-19 paid sick leave law. The order does not apply to people who are traveling for work. So if they send you for work, it's okay. But if you want to go visit a family member, take the kids on vacation, then they will deny you your paid sick leave. They will deny you that. So it will cost you if you're going to get sick. This is what happens when you are not in control of your own health care. What government gives you, government can take away. And this is a perfect illustration of that. People just love the idea of government coming in and providing something, but they can take it away. They can control you with it. Whether it's your own money through income tax or your health care. And the same people who claim that they believe healthcare is a right, they control you with it. They'll take it away from you if you don't behave in the way they want you to. And in this instance, paid sick leave, and just with the sweep of a pen, Cuomo decided, if you go to a state, 10% or higher with a positive coronavirus, then it's going to cost you. Your health care is no longer a right. Your ability to have paid sick leave is no longer, it never was, because someone else was providing it to you. This is what happens. Well, yeah, but they're trying to, do what's best for everyone. Yes, aren't they always? Doing everything they can in order to protect us. Nancy Pelosi, Democrats are going on record as saying that executive, Biden said he'd do this. He'd sign an executive order forcing people under penalty of law to wear a mask. And Trump's the dictator? Now, understand their worldview here. In the context of coronavirus, when Trump said, erroneously, that he could force everything to open up, he was called a dictator. He was called a dictator because he was on the side of businesses being allowed to open if they wanted to. And he said, I will, whatever capacity he thought he was going to be able to do this, force governments to stop banning people from opening their businesses. And he was called a dictator for that. King, some sort of dictator. You can't tell us what to do in our own states. Meanwhile, so Trump's dictatorial personality here was one that was going to give people freedom or get government out of their freedom. Biden, meantime, is saying he would sign an executive order that would just create this law that would force you to wear a mask out in public. Or, maybe in your own home. Who knows the details? Does it matter? Now, you tell me who's a dictator. Someone who, in their position of power, talked about forcing local governments to let you be, or a guy who says with the stroke of a pen, he is going to, under penalty of law, require any American that he wants to wear a mask. I mean, Democrats have such an odd interpretation of what dictatorship means. Listen, when in Rome, right? If we are going to start canceling everything irrationally that has any connection to anyone who has any sort of history with racism, then why not use it to our advantage? I mean, why not? When in Rome. Start looking around and be like, you know what I don't like? And then figure out how it's got a connection to racism. Well, someone had that idea. Town Hall reporting calls him out to cancel federal income tax signed into law by racist president. That would be Woodrow Wilson. On Saturday, the president of Princeton University, Christopher Eisgruber, said that the institution would be removing the name of former President Woodrow Wilson from its School of Public Policy and Residential College. He stated on Saturday, Wilson's racism was significant and consequential, even by the standards of his own time. He segregated the federal civil service after it had been racially integrated for decades, thereby taking America backwards in its pursuit of justice. Critics on the right say the mere removal of the racist Democrat's name doesn't go far enough to redress the historic racism of the Wilsonian era. They are now calling for the cancellation of the federal income tax that Wilson signed into law in 1913, 2 years before he screened the pro-Klan film Birth of a Nation at the White House. Quote, every time we pay federal income taxes, we are reminded of the vile and grotesque racism of Woodrow Wilson. Income taxes are a slap in the face, and it's time to end Wilson's dark and ugly legacy once and for all. Well, see, I think that now, I'll go for that. Absolutely. I mean, you think about that. So much of the cancel culture isn't about what's done currently, but, you know, the memories. Not even our memories, but memories of people who have been dead for decades, sometimes even further back, but it's triggering knowing the historical ties. And not just racism. Woodrow Wilson was very, very, very anti-women. I've mentioned before his way of dealing with women in the women's suffrage movement. He had them thrown in loony bins, treated horribly. Just got rid of him. This is, you know, once again, another darling of the left, seen as the father of the United Nations, which would come out of the League of Nations, which was Woodrow Wilson's pet project. Oh, in fact, come to think of it, let's get the United Nations out of there, too. I mean, Woodrow Wilson, League of Nations, which would become United Nations. I mean, just that, again, that the memories, the thoughts, the connection of such a anti-woman racist, you know, when it comes to income tax, when it comes to the United Nations, I think that we should, if we're going to cancel culture, let's cancel culture. Let's not just pick and choose. I mean, because that's not what this is, after all, right? This is about fairness and consistency. When in Rome, I mean, hey, the train ain't stopping. We might as well get on, go along for the ride, and get whatever benefit we can out of it. So I'm all for that. IRS, just get rid of it altogether. And there are some things I suspect we can all come together on. As I mentioned earlier, Joe Biden claims that if he's elected president, he is going to sign an executive order making all Americans wear masks. That is after he cures cancer. Let's not forget that promise he made. That was very early on, very early. I think it was before any of the contests had even taken place that Joe Biden, and you could see if anyone's going to cure cancer, it would be him. He is very sharp. He's very on top of things. I can just see him down there in his basement with the chemistry lab working away at it right now. So cancer will be cured and we'll all have masks. Well, this is kind of goofy, actually. Why don't you just cure coronavirus? If you can cure cancer, why make us wear masks by executive order? Why not just cure coronavirus? I mean, really. Now, some may say I'm being facetious here, but this is a guy who said that if he gets elected president, then there will be a cure for cancer. Now, why we have to wait for him to get elected president, I sort of holding that over us, seems a little cruel to me. You know, if you have somehow this magical ability to cure cancer, but, well, I'm not going to give it to you unless you elect me president. That seems kind of like a jerk move, but. So I would call on him just to cure coronavirus, too. And you don't have to worry about masks. In fact, that might be a nice October surprise. He could just announce a cure for it. You know, it'd be October surprise in a positive way. Generally, the October surprise is supposed to be something that derails a campaign. But this could be one that really helps Biden. He just announces the cure for the coronavirus. Nancy Pelosi, she has said that it's long overdue that every American lose the right to choose whether or not they wear a mask. Telling George Stephanopoulos when he asked, is it time to mandate this? She said, oh, it's definitely long overdue for that. She said, quote, it's my understanding that the Centers for Disease Control has recommended the use of masks, but not required it because they don't want to offend the president. The CDC, they have that power? What if the CDC has the power to legally require people to wear masks? Now, I don't know what the penalty would be if you didn't. I guess, is that now the CDC, what they do? They create laws? But if Nancy Pelosi is correct in her understanding here that the CDC has the authority to force Americans to wear masks, then why would Joe Biden have to sign an executive order to do that when he becomes president? You see, these people, they're just all over the place. I mean, I am making a point here by being a little facetious. These people just make stuff up as they go along. Oh, create laws, take away your rights. CDC can do it. Nah, Biden can do it when he's curing cancer. And, you know, they're just all over the place. I've never seen a political party in my lifetime that in an effort to win political favor and demonize a political opponent will say things that are not even close to being hinged in reality. Not even close. And to say things that are constant contradictions to what they said the sentence before. You may want to know what peaceful protests cost, financially speaking. In the first weekend of peaceful protests, there was $400 million worth of damage done in 20 big cities. It was almost $500 million. You know, they wanted to make you think, well, it was a Walgreens here, a shoe store there. $400 million in the first weekend. Looting costs in America's 20 largest metropolitan areas exceeded $400 million from just the first weekend, according to a report from Anderson Economic Group. The report stated this includes property damage, lost inventory, cleanup, reconstruction cost, and closure-related lost wages. The report published June 5th used new publications to identify where looting occurred and estimate the total cost of looting between May 29th and June 3rd. The report's authors say that the value could be severely underestimated. They went on to say the study did not assign any cost to peaceful protest or the demonstrators. Well, it's a mixed bag. What difference does it make? I mean, that's silly. Obviously, those that you, I mean, how you even quantify that when we're being told these are peaceful protesters, when by definition, obviously they weren't, to the tune of $400 million in one weekend. Now, again, that isn't supposed to distract us, right? You get one guy who's filmed yelling white power, and that is the definition of all Trump supporters. You have $400 million in damage done just in the first weekend by these protesters, and we're told that's not a good representation.